stage where it's getting embarrassing. You know, you've got people walking in the door, getting prepared for weddings, or we've got Holy Communion now next weekend. We're a bit stressed, a bit worried about that. Are we going to have water? Are we not? And you're turning these people away, and some people that are coming from Glasgow or from England to come to certain occasions, they don't understand. They walk in the door on the morning of a wedding expecting to get makeup and hair done, and they're being told, I'm really sorry, but we're out. They're also left in a situation where they've also got nowhere to go because there is no, the whole town is out. So they can't even move on somewhere else.
This is costing you money?
It's costing money because, you know, Roisin is employing staff. They have to be told that they have to go home for the day. It's costing her money because she has to close the shop, but she's still got the bills to pay. When her water rates do come in the door, she can't turn around and say to Irish Water, do you know what, I'll see you, I'll pay you next October. Clearly not, because they would take her to court. They're providing a service, but they're not providing a service. This is an emergency. They would need to get these pipes repaired.